Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We are going to start with the quarterback who refused to lose, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs victorious over the Buffalo Bills. Just an absolute shame that somebody had to lose this game. It was incredible, as you mentioned. Mahomes, 33 of 44, 378 yards and three touchdowns, including the game winner. Josh Allen, 27 of 37, 329 yards and four touchdowns himself, did chip in 68 yards on the ground, 1 yard shy of the all-necessary nice. This game, Pete, the Chiefs, I mean, I don't know every time there were so many times I thought, that's it, they're dead. Like, not even this team, Buffalo or Kansas City, can pull it off. Down here at the very end, I don't know, you were there. I mean, set the scene for us. This was crazy. This was unbelievable. This was maybe the team that's going to win the Super Bowl. It kind of had that feel.
Yeah, to me of the weekend, I don't know, as this game was going on, you really started to get the feeling that whoever wins this game is going to be in the driver's seat. And you're already seeing it. The Chiefs ended up winning and they're already 7-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals. I tend to think it'll be closer than that. Potentially the Bengals are a good up and coming team, but I think that tells you what you need to know.
Come up and coming team.
Yeah, right. They're on the come up and we'll see how that goes for them later in the show. But what I'll say about Buffalo is this was a rip your heart out type of game because the Buffalo Bills lost the AFC title to the Chiefs last year. And we're very public and forthcoming about the idea of, A, they need to be a better team, and B, they're really designing their team to beat a team like the Kansas City Chiefs with the firepower and the front seven and kind of watching what the Buccaneers were able to do, getting Patrick Mahomes off his game in the Super Bowl and sort of repeating that with their draft picks and, again, with making sure that they can score with anybody. And they did. And they did all night. And I think what this game ended up coming down to was who was going to have the ball last, and just a critical mistake by McDermott and the Bills staff and just not squib kicking with 13 seconds left. This was a 3-point lead. You don't want it to go to overtime because, unfortunately, with the way the rules are set up, you're leaving it to luck, which we know. We've complained about the overtime rules on this podcast before. And they should be changed, and they should be changed really in the regular season, but definitely for the playoffs. There needs to be a shift in the sense of both teams should have at least one possession, if not more, really. It almost should be even to feel like you have a legitimate winner. But you know that. Everyone knows the rules. And you have a lead with 13 seconds left, and you don't squib it. You let the Chiefs get a touchback there. They have timeouts. They have Travis Kelce. They have Tyreek Hill. And Mr. Cool, Calm, and Collected, the Grim Reaper, as you joked, refused to lose. That this was the quote around after the game. What was the conversation between Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? And Randy was asked, well, what do you do when things are grim? And Andy Reid said, well, I told him, when things are grim, go and be the Grim Reaper, which is, I mean, it is catching on like wildfire right now. This guy just buries team's dreams, and he did it once again. I think there was a feeling, and this is where the overtime rules are annoying, because, this happened to the Chiefs the other way 4 years ago. Right. There was a feeling that whoever got the ball was going to win the game, or you know what I mean? So at that point, you got to do something maybe about fixing these rules. But just a thriller, and there were times where, Josh Allen had a minute left, and he had to score a touchdown, and he somehow goes and does it. The 13 seconds and getting into field goal range. By the way, I mean, it was a 49-yard field goal with Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Chiefs, who hadn't been great all night. And so
he has had a shaky season, too. Like, hasn't been money this season. Yeah.
Here and there. It's weird. He's in one of these kicker funks where he's making field goals more consistently that are further from the extra point and then, like, missing some extra points. So hit kickers are always heady. But this is a guy who had missed two kicks on the night and needs this with the season on the line and is able to go and drill it and give the Chiefs an opportunity in overtime. And this also, I thought, had the feel of two guys that are going to be doing this for a long time. I mean, I don't think this is the last Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen playoff matchup by any means. If you're a Bills fan, and I know it's a freaking tough morning, but if you're trying to really hang your hat on something, I don't think the Buffalo Bills are really going anywhere. These two quarterbacks are the class of the NFL. And I have to say this, I didn't expect that this was the road that we would take to get here, but the Kansas City Chiefs are once again in a position to do what they said that they were going to do. Four AFC title games at Arrowhead Stadium in a row. Never has happened before. And I remember when we were previewing this season, I was telling you about the Chiefs, RJ, and I said, it's going to be boring. It's going to be boring to watch this team do it. Okay. And here they are, one away from another team that is in the Super Bowl for the third straight year.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.